Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Guten Tag. It's me, Joni, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Silly, a.k.a. Kate Mush, a.k.a. Arn Fun Crunkle. I hope you're ready for some shiny, happy people laughing and singing and being fun, because I sure am. Do the choir.
Hold up. We've got our newest choir members leading the theme song singers this week. It's Arlo and Ren from Yarrow, British Columbia. That's in Canada.
Oh, it's Canada.
Oh, Canada. Their home and native land.
I see what you did there.
La la la.
This game has a dance that goes with it, where you move your body to look like different kitchen utensils, namely a knife, fork, spoon, and spatula. Here's how it works. Can you put your arms straight up in the air so they're straight like a knife? Good. Now, can you bring your elbows down, but keep your fingers pointing straight up so your arms are like two of the pointy parts on a fork? That seems about right. Now, can you make both arms form a circle over your head so you're like a gigantic spoon? You can? Okay, then I have one more question. Can you spread open your fingers to look like a spatula? Great! This song is called Knife, Fork, Spoon, Spatula. And your job is to move your arms to look like those kitchen utensils in time with the song, which will start slow and then get faster and faster and faster. When I say cha-cha-cha, wiggle your nose or just make up your own move and share it with our other listeners online. Just to review, you make your arms look like a knife, fork, spoon, and spatula as I sing those words. One, two, go. Today's Echo Song is, well, it's kind of gross. It's a camp classic. Maybe you even sang it at your camp this summer, if you went to a camp where gross songs are sung. It's about a cute little worm that gets stuck inside a straw and then gets swallowed. But don't worry, in this version there's a happy ending involving scuba gear. It's an echo song, so everything I sing, just sing after me. Except for when the verses repeat themselves, that everybody can sing together. You'll see what I mean. The littlest worm,
the littlest worm
I ever saw
was stuck inside
my soda straw. The littlest worm I ever saw was stuck inside my soda straw. She said to me,
Don't take a sip.
Cause if you do,
I'll surely flip.
She said to me, don't take a sip. Cause if you do, I'll surely flip. I took a sip. And she went down. All through my pipes. She surely drowned. I took a sip and she went down. All through my pipes, she surely drowned. She was my pal.
She was my friend.
But now she's gone. And that's the end. She was my pal, she was my friend. But now she's gone, and that's the end. Now don't you fret.
Now don't you fear.
That little worm. Had scuba gear. Now don't you fret. Now don't you fear. That little worm had scuba gear. What costs less than a box of Q-tips and is better for your ears? Joining the Noodleloaf Patreon page. Check out patreon.com/noodleloaf to see what I'm talking about. The link is in the show notes. Stump a grown-up. And now it's time to play Stump a Grown-Up. Today's Stump a Grown-Up question comes from Mike Mraz of the super fun science-themed podcast for kids called Aaron's World. The game works like this. If there is a grown-up listening, you have 10 seconds to answer Mike's question as best you can. All right, Mike, give him today's question.
Where in the world did dinosaurs live?
Okay, grown-ups, your 10 seconds begin now. Time's up. All right, Mike, give him the answer.
If you said everywhere, you are correct. Dinosaurs lived on every continent on our planet. Continents like the Americas, Africa, Asia, and even Antarctica. How do we know? Because paleontologists have found dinosaur fossils on every continent. Now you may be wondering, how did the dinosaurs get to all the continents? Did they swim across the ocean? Nope, they didn't have to. Back in dinosaur time, about 230 million years ago, there was just one huge continent on our planet. It was a supercontinent called Pangaea, and all the dinosaurs lived on it. Eventually, Pangaea broke apart into all the continents we know today.
Together
like the sun, together like the sun,
that wants to be
just sun.
families
together.
Yay!
Yay, indeed. Thank you, Elsie, for sharing your beautiful singing with us. And thank you, Mike Mraz from the podcast Aaron's World, for teaching us about dinosaurs. And thank you, Arlo and Ren, for joining the Noodle Loaf Choir. And as always, thank you to my co-host, Joni. I'm Dan Sachs. Thank you for listening.